Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
All right, well, finally today. For the past 98 years, the Yale Series of Younger Poets competition has helped launch the careers of promising new American poets. Past winners include Pulitzer Prize winners John Ashbery, James Tate, W.S. Merwin, and Pulitzer finalist Adrienne Rich. And honestly, I think it's a travesty that she never actually won the Pulitzer Prize. But at least Yale got it right when they granted Adrienne Rich the Younger Poets Prize in 1950. Well, this year, I say they got it right again, because the 2017 Yale Younger Poets Prize winner is Zui Duan. He's a graduate of Boston University's poetry. He's got an MFA in poetry. He's also the current director of BU's Favorite Poem Project, and he joins us now in the studio. Zui, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, thank you, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
It is such a delight to have you. And again, I give you a hearty congratulations, because you're an up-and-coming poet who brings together a lot of threads from your from your own life. So tell us, first of all, what brought you into poetry to begin with?
Yeah, you know, I think that it just sounded good. You know, I'm actually not ashamed of telling this story now, but maybe I once was. When I was in eighth grade, we were supposed to memorize a poem for a class, you know, and we had a textbook. It was called Sound and Sense, and there was a chapter called Good Poetry and Bad Poetry or something, and we could pick the poem that we could memorize. And I ended up, the example that I chose was the bad example, you know, but for me, it was because it sounded good, and that, you know, that was first and foremost, and it still is. Like, poems that I love, if they sound good, and often I don't even understand them before, you know, I already know that I love them.
Yeah. So your parents fled Vietnam after the fall of Saigon.
That's correct.
And came to the United States as refugees. So you grew up Vietnamese American. And
that's right.
one of the things about the sound of your poetry is that you write in both English, but you pull in Vietnamese as well.
Yeah, I do. I think that's, you know, I think that's it's important, you know, I think, for there to be bilingual poems out there. I think in English we talk about syllabics, right? Like iambic pentameter. You're counting syllables, and you're counting you're marking where the emphasis falls, you know. But we don't talk about pitch or tone, which is what you have in Vietnamese, you know. And it's a tonal language, and I think that's really important.
Well, we've got a couple of your poems here in the studio. I'd love to actually hear one of them. Do you want to read something for us?
Yeah, sure. I think this might be a good example then. I've got a poem. This one is a set of tongue twisters that I wrote in Vietnamese. It's accompanied by the English. It starts with an epigraph of a tongue twister that I grew up with and loved. So it's called Three Tongue Twisters. Bon ban, ban, bon ban button. Four friends sell four dirty tables. That's the epigraph. One, personal ad. Con chim tim tim tim, con chó chè chè. Con chó chè chè chè, con chim tim tim. Purple-hearted bird seeks youngish dog. Youngish dog is not impressed by purple-hearted bird. Hmm. Two, dessert. Go con gần gắt trái cây, trái cây gần gắt con cây. Auntie has to slice up the fruit. The fruit had better hide the children of the tree. Three, break up. Bố bố bỏ bố hôm qua bố bố hôn con, hôn con, hôn con, hôn con. Daddy's girlfriend left him yesterday. Yesterday, daddy's girlfriend kissed me, kissed me, kissed me, kissed me, kissed me.
That's Zui Duan reading Three Tongue Twisters, one of the poems from a body of work that has won him the Yale Younger Poets Prize for 2017. Can you just read a little bit? And yeah, actually, maybe we have time for even the whole thing. There's a beautiful poem of yours, which I really love, called History Lesson from
Anh Hai. Yeah, Anh Hai.
Anh Hai.
That's like what you call the oldest son in the family.
Because there's a very tragic, delicate subtlety in here that we can talk about after you read the poem.
Yeah. So this poem's a pantoum. It's an old Malaysian form where you repeat all the lines once, and it's arranged in a set order. So history lesson from Ang Hai. I spoke to great aunt tonight. She sounded like her sister. It had been 50 years since they'd last spoken. Mom said they cried over the phone. Banoit used to tell me, "Di tu, di gone," but I know the difference between tu and tu is one mark. 50 years since they'd last spoken, Mom said they cried. The night Dad disappeared into a jungle, Banoit also cried. The difference between tu and tu is one mark. Once I heard about a monk who died setting himself on fire. Banoit cried the night Dad disappeared into a jungle. It was a sad time. A nun and monk were made to fornicate in the street. Once I heard about a monk who died setting himself on fire. 20 years later, the rodent problem. 200 known per severed tail. It was a sad time. A nun and monk were made to fornicate in the street. Banoit used to always say, "Di tu, di gone," but I know. 20 years later, the rodent problem. 200 known per severed tail. I spoke to great aunt tonight. She sounded like Banoit.
This is an amazing poem. but I have to say, the only reason, I mean, the sound of it is beautiful. The read of it on the page is quite a journey. But the copy I have actually has a glossary to explain some of the Vietnamese words. And it's when I understood the meaning of those key words that utterly transformed the poem for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think, again, I said, I think it's important for there to be bilingual poems out there. I mean, think how many of our citizens speak two languages or more, you know. And I do feel grateful to the series judge, Carl Phillips, who's a great poet that I would cite as one of my influences. But, you know, it was a really scary thing when I was putting this manuscript together. You know, I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I printed all the poems out, put it in one place, and then I just thought, oh, man, there's a sudden panic that there are so many Vietnamese poems in here and so many poems with Vietnamese words in it, and I was afraid that I would alienate the screeners or the readers or the judges, you know. And so I think it does mean a lot that, you know, this book is going to be out there.
So let me ask you, for people listening, the third line down, Banoi always used to tell me to...
So Banoi is your paternal grandmother. Both my grandmothers are in this poem. Banoi is my maternal. She's the one that ends the poem and opens it.
And so they're telling you to enter the priesthood.
Gone is like my child, you know. Yeah. Di du is like be a priest, yeah.
And then the next line, which just was like really heartbreaking when I understood its gravitas. The difference between tu and tu is one mark.
Yeah.
And one version is priesthood, the other with the extra...
Yeah, so they're both spelled T-U, right? But they have a different tone. Right, so the same consonant, same vowel, just a different tone. So du and du. So du is like being, you know, the priesthood. Du is like a prison, you know. So that's just kind of like the bratty little 13-year-old saying no, but being a priest is like, that's like prison.
Everything, you know, turns on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one mark, that's right, yeah.
So I have a question. In one of the articles that was published right after you won the award, the writer noted that in Vietnamese, the word for poet is literally translated as house of poems.
Yeah, that's the best term, isn't it, for poet, right?
Nya
to, it's the house. To is like a letter, the thing you put in the mail and you send it, but it's also a poem, so it's house of poems.
Do you feel like the verse dwells within you?
there's an Emily Dickinson poem that I dwell in possibility of house fairer than prose, right? So I always say that, you know, Emily Dickinson was actually Vietnamese.
Well, Zui Duan lives in Jamaica Plain. He was recently awarded the Yale Younger Poets Prize. His first book of poems, We Play a Game, will be published in April 2018. He's also the director of Boston University's Favorite Poem Project. Zui, congratulations, and thank you so very much.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.